right, so we're told that everything has gone smoothly so far this morning at the Diverging Diamond, according to Kane. Find out more from Chad Petrie from News 5. We talked to him earlier, and he had this to say. I'm pointing something out here. We're trying to get the latest here. So is the CDC saying that Diverging Diamonds are safe now or not safe? What's the latest?
Yeah, the CDC, they just keep flip-flopping on these Diverging Diamonds.
I'm trying to find out the latest on Diverging Diamonds. So we go from the CDC, we go from Dr. Fauci to Dr. Petrie. It's Chad Petrie from News 5 checking in live from the Diverging Diamond in Malbus. Hey, Chad.
Good morning, Sean. I appreciate the battlefield promotion over here to doctor. What we're looking at here is, so far, it appears to be safe. I think the worst thing I have heard so far this morning is one honk of a car horn so far. But other than that, I haven't heard any screeching of brakes. I haven't heard any collisions so far. So far, so good. People seem to have acclimated to this change pretty well. The only thing that's kind of weird is watching traffic that's in the left side of the overpass eventually make that crossover to the right. But other than that, it seems fine.
Yeah, people have looked at, we posted the graphic that y'all have at WKRG. We've talked about this as well, but let's just say, the three of us talk about it like just normal speak. Okay, so let's say I'm heading north on 181. I'm coming from wherever down in South Baldwin, and I'm coming up and I'm going to the Eastern Shore Center, right? I'm going to the mall.
Yeah.
We're heading the mall. And so I am at that point in the right lane driving north on 181, right lanes. Then what happens to me when I get to the internet? Do I go left?
Essentially, at the intersection, you stop as normal, and instead of continuing on the right lane, right at the overpass, right as you're about to get on the overpass, the lane shifts, and the light and the signage will show you that. The lane shifts to put you on the left side of the overpass, and then you'll cross over. And the traffic is stopped on the opposite side until that last bit of traffic gets on the overpass to the correct side of the road.
Chad,
it sounds like they've made this fairly simple for drivers that are out there on the road.
Don't think so.
You're
talking about craziness and going over the other side.
Well, what are the odds that someone, just makes a mistake and drives on the wrong side of the road? Is it pretty difficult to do that?
I would say, from my perspective, you'd probably have to hit some curbing or a sidewalk there before you did that,
okay,
before you made that mistake. So there is some stuff in the roadway to at least slow people down if they're going in the wrong direction. But the idea is to make this so intuitive that you as a driver will adapt to it immediately. Now, I did look on my Waze app this morning, and before I got here, the blockage was still noted on the map, and then afterwards, it was gone. So that's been updated, too.
Okay, so now we get a good continuing. Y'all stick with me here. So here we are. We're going to Eastern Shore Center. So we go get to the intersection. You said when we get to the overpass, now we're going from the right-hand side to the left-hand side. Now, when we get across the overpass before we get to the Eastern Shore Center, do we get back to the right?
Correct. Once you'll end your time in the plane of the intersection, essentially, once you get to the other end of the overpass. By the time you get to the other end of the overpass, that's when the lane shifts again back to the right.
Does this improve the traffic situation because of the off-ramps and on-ramps from I-10? Or why the benefit of doing this, back and forth?
The concept is you're not coming at this intersection at stark right angles. The idea is decrease the number of opportunities for there to be a collision and increase a driver's visibility.
Okay. All right. I still think it's some kind of black magic, but we'll look through. We got, roundabouts. We can handle that. Traffic circles, those things we can do. So I think we can probably do this. This is the first of these projects in Alabama, right?
Right. ALDOT has been pretty explicit about this, saying, look, it's the first one in the state. It's not the first one in our region. If you go over to D'Iberville around that shopping center just off of I-10, they have a Diverging Diamond there. Our old colleague Katarina Lukatich did a story about that back in January. It's pretty easy to navigate.
All right. Are you going to be there throughout the morning?
I'll be there. In fact, I'm going to take my first spin through it a little bit later and then try to talk to drivers socially distant, of course. It's a lot harder in the pandemic to get man on the street.
Yes, man distanced on the street. But I'll be interested to hear the reaction from drivers this morning. We'll be checking in with you and watching the website and seeing what posts up.
Very good, man.
Be careful out there, Chad. You mean a lot to us. All right. Chad Petrie. All right. So there's our conversation with Chad. Diverging diamond in the news. A lot of chatter on our text line about it as well. People seem to be liking it so far. So first one in Alabama opening up this morning. All right. 713 FM Talk 106.5. And coronavirus by the numbers. We're, you know, Governor Ivey yesterday speaking to the state saying extension of the Safer at Home amended order. I guess at least it wasn't like Texas or Florida where they were rolling back some of the regulations. Alabama just staying where we are. Let's look at those numbers nationally and here at home.
Yeah, and we continue to see an increase in the number of new cases for the nation and for Alabama. Nationally, now over 2.7 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 130,000 have died due to COVID-19. But we do continue to see the number of tests increase. Yesterday, a new daily high of 648,000 tests reported nationally, and with 46,000 new cases, 7% of those tests were positive. We've now seen the highest number of new daily cases over the last 6 days. There were also 764 deaths reported nationally yesterday. There haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th. And I mentioned how we've seen an increase in testing yesterday, the new high, but there have also been over 32 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. Looking at Alabama, there are now 37,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state, and 926 have died due to COVID-19, with over 2,700 hospitalized. Yesterday, 44 new hospitalizations were reported, and 854 new cases added for Alabama yesterday. The weekly average is at a new high of 981 cases per day, while the two-week average is also at a high of 787 cases per day. There were 21 deaths reported in Alabama yesterday. The 7-day average is 10 deaths per day, and the 2-week average, 11 deaths per day. Now, we started to see a spike in new cases in Alabama around June 10th. So, using what we've seen from this disease in the past, if deaths are going to rise correspondingly with the new number of cases, we would expect to start seeing that reflected in numbers either later this week or next week. But Alabama continues to see a rise in testing also, just like the rest of the nation. 13,343 tests were reported yesterday, and we're now averaging 7,500 test results per day over the last week and 7,200 over the last 2 weeks. Over the last 7 days, 13% of those test results have been positive, and the two-week average of positive tests right now at 10.8%. Looking at the local level, Mobile County added 97 new cases yesterday and one new death. There have now been 3,634 positive cases for Mobile County, and 134 have died. In Baldwin County, they added 37 new cases yesterday, with 663 total since the pandemic began, and still 9 deaths for Baldwin County. They have not reported a death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd in Baldwin County. It's been well over a month now. Washington County added a death yesterday. They now have had 7 die due to the disease, and 98 have had positive cases. In Clark County, 264 positive cases with 5 that have died. Monroe County, 194 cases with 2 deaths. Kanawha County, 178 cases with 6 deaths. Escambia County, 258 cases and 6 deaths. Choctaw County has had 191 cases and 12 have died, and Wilcox County with 278 cases and 8 deaths.
All right, Dalton, with the update, and Governor Ivey yesterday from the Capitol making that announcement that the Safer at Home amended order is going to continue till the end of this month. It was supposed to expire on Friday. Now it's extended through the end of July, and then of course they may extend it after that as well, depending on the circumstances. Governor Ivey had this to say yesterday.
We hear your voices. We know you're frustrated. And today's order will hopefully begin providing another round of hope for all of us. Sadly, more people have filed for unemployment during the last 6 weeks than during the previous 2 years combined.
And that's the other story here, right? What is going to happen with unemployment numbers as... Well, we're not loosening the standards beyond where they are now.
In February, one of our top challenges was that we had more jobs than we had people to fill them. And today, more than 400,000 people are unemployed. They filed their claims with the Department of Labor. Y'all, these are innocent people who've lost their jobs.
And she goes on to say, so Governor Ivey said the prolonged economic shutdown is not sustainable. You heard it there, but... I guess the angle was, if you want things to get back to where they're opened up, your job is to practice social distancing, use good hygiene, she said, and use face coverings. Actually, quote from Governor Ivey, when you're in public, for goodness sake, wear a mask. Governor Ivey also added that she could require residents of the state. She could run a state order to require masks. So that is interesting. She's not doing it because she said a quote here. It would be, well, she said something to the effect of, it would be impossible to enforce. That's exactly what I was asking about this Mobile ordinance. If you're going to pass a law, how do you enforce the law? Do you put on MPD to be the mask police on this? I mean, I think it's a fair question. As Mobile City Council yesterday was going to vote on this mask ordinance for the city, a little parliamentary procedure bumped it from yesterday. It was at one point thought that it would be this coming Tuesday they would vote again, but got a note from the city yesterday and Mobile City Council calling another meeting of the council. That's happening today at 2 o'clock. They've got the votes in the council, so it should be by 2, 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon, a law in Mobile that you have to wear a mask in public. We'll give you the details of that order coming up in just a little bit. All right, in sports?
Well, minor league baseball is a no-go for 2020. They made that announcement yesterday. And also in the NBA, 3 New Orleans Pelicans have tested positive for coronavirus. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
7:19, it's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. News headlines from WKRG next.
Everyone's favorite for the 4th of July is warm, buttery corn on the cob and cold, sweet watermelon. Shop Allegri Farm Market this week for just pick corn and watermelon from the Allegri Farm, brought in several times a day, so it's as fresh as it gets. Stop on your way to the beach, home from work, or every day. Fresh, delicious Allegri Farm Market on Highway 181 in Daphne, open 7 to 2 on 4th of July. From the friendly staff at Allegri Farm Market, happy Independence Day.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange is opening today in Malbus in Baldwin County. The interchange at Highway 181 and Interstate 10 has been under construction for the past several months. The Alabama Department of Transportation says it's designed to ease the flow of traffic and increase drivers' visibility and make it easier to get on and off the interstate. The Mobile City Council could vote on a mandatory mask ordinance today designed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The ordinance was the topic of debate at yesterday's regular council meeting among members of the public and top health officials. The council delayed voting on the measure after that debate. The pandemic isn't stopping people from heading to Baldwin County beaches for the upcoming 4th of July weekend, but signs of coronavirus have been popping up at Alabama's coastal communities. Since last Friday, a dozen restaurants in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores have temporarily closed after employees tested positive for the virus, including the Original Oyster House, Cobalt, Island Wing Company, and DeSoto's Seafood Kitchen. All of the restaurants have reopened except DeSoto's, which will reopen for lunch tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
7:22 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start in the NBA, where 3 New Orleans Pelicans players have tested positive for coronavirus after returning to Louisiana to prepare for the 2020 season restart. Across the league, 16 of 302 NBA players have tested positive. The Pelicans, who did test positive, are now in self-isolation. New Orleans Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin spoke about the positive tests yesterday.
But they're not in, quote, quarantine. They're in isolation. They're in self-isolation, and they test daily. And when they can have 2 negative tests, they can return to activity with the team.
Due to HIPAA laws, Griffin declined to identify which players tested positive. On July 30th, the Pelicans will face the Utah Jazz in the first game of the NBA's restart in Orlando. It'll be New Orleans' first game since the season was suspended in mid-March. In an interview with Time Magazine, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that while the league is still on track for the restart, the remainder of the season could be scrapped if there's a large number of coronavirus cases.
We're testing daily. I mean, we haven't put a precise number on it, but if we were to see a large number of cases and we were to see spread in our community, that, of course, would be a cause for us to stop as well.
While Florida has experienced a surge in the number of new coronavirus cases in the state, Silver says that the NBA's plan to restart the season in Orlando is designed to protect teams and players from the outside community. In baseball news, there will be no minor league baseball in 2020. Minor League Baseball officially announced yesterday that the season has been shelved because Major League Baseball has informed it that it will not provide players. National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues President Pat O'Connor said during a news conference yesterday that more than half of the 160 minor league teams were in danger of failing without government assistance or private equity injections. O'Connor estimated that 85 to 90% of revenue was related to ticket money, concessions, parking, and ballpark advertising. O'Connor said many minor league teams have received money through the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, and many minor league players will be available to play with their major league teams in this summer's abbreviated season. The MLB has told clubs they can retain 60 players, of which 30 players can be active during the first 2 weeks of the season. 724, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Coming up, Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
From the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We're finding heavier traffic off of Bay Bridge and I-165 northbound, but so far, no delays from the 1065 split over the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange now open. I-10 and 181 in Malvis, and we're seeing no delays. Deep South Speedway racing this Friday and Saturday, July 3rd and 4th, with the Great American Bash in Loxley. You'll see 8 divisions of cars running with huge fireworks show on Saturday, July 4th. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you trade digital currencies like Bitcoin, then you've probably been struggling with all sorts of tax headaches. The IRS is closely watching cryptocurrency investors and actively auditing people who may not have reported all of their transactions. So be diligent in noting all of your income on your tax returns. Taxpayers have to follow basic rules that the currency is considered property, so gains and losses have to be reported on a tax return. If you think you may not have reported all of your cryptocurrency holdings in previous years, consult a tax advisor about how to proceed. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit Byers. CPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from Pro Tint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
727 FM Talk 1065. We'll be checking in with Larry Kirby from LCM coming up. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And three big things, top news stories of the day. The number three story here: with a pen stroke, Mississippi dropped the Confederate battle flag from the state flag. Tate Reeves, governor from yesterday.
I reject the mobs tearing down statues of our history, North and South, Union and Confederate, founding fathers and veterans. I reject the chaos and lawlessness, and I am proud it has not happened in our state. I also understand the need to commit the 1894 flag to history and find a banner that is a better emblem for all Mississippi.
All right, so there you go. Yesterday, Tate Reeves signing that historic bill, immediately removing official status for the 126-year-old flag. So I guess if folks in Mississippi, are those flags down today? Is that they take them down, then edit them, or how that works? I'm not exactly sure, but they're going to find out soon what the new flag looks like.
Yeah, and that new flag, whatever it contains on the flag, it will have "In God We Trust" written on the flag. Wonder how long till we start seeing people to say, got to pull that one down too.
Don't start with that. Yeah, as soon as they want to pull that off, yeah, they don't want to use our currency. As soon as you don't want, yeah, okay, give me those dollar bills then. All right, 728 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill talking about Saharan dust, the tropics, and most importantly, the firework forecast for Saturday night. Nah, come on, Friday night too. All right, he'll be joining us in just minutes. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5, Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange is opening today in Malbus in Baldwin County. The interchange at Highway 181 and Interstate 10 has been under construction for the past several months. The Alabama Department of Transportation says it's designed to ease the flow of traffic and increase drivers' visibility and make it easier to get on and off the interstate. The Mobile City Council could vote on a mandatory mask ordinance today designed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The ordinance was the topic of debate at yesterday's regular council meeting among members of the public and top health officials. The council delayed voting on the measure after that debate. The pandemic isn't stopping people from heading to Baldwin County beaches for the upcoming 4th of July weekend, but signs of coronavirus have been popping up at Alabama's coastal communities. Since last Friday, a dozen restaurants in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores have temporarily closed after employees tested positive for the virus, including the Original Oyster House, Cobalt, Island Wing Company, and DeSoto's Seafood Kitchen. All of the restaurants have reopened except DeSoto's, which will reopen for lunch tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is celebrating Father's Day through the 4th of July with great deals for Dad. Safes starting as low as $549 on the Liberty Centurion 12. And our gift to you, free ground floor in-home delivery up to 25 miles on any long gun safe purchase now through the 4th of July. Get 12 months free interest with approved credit on safes over $1,000. And while quantities last, take home a free hat for Dad for just dropping by. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65.
47,000 new coronavirus cases yesterday, a new daily high for the U.S., and Dr. Anthony Fauci fears that figure could more than double. 37 states have rising virus rates. Some of those states are pausing or rolling back reopening, but not Florida. Here's correspondent Randy Kaye.
The nation's top infectious disease expert giving this disturbing prediction.
We are now having 40-plus thousand new cases a day. I would not be surprised if we go up to 100,000 a day if this does not turn around. And so I am very concerned.
Dr. Anthony Fauci telling a Senate health committee that no section of the country is safe from the coronavirus.
New York City lawmakers have approved a plan to shift about $1 billion from policing to education and social services in the coming year. The spending plan, passed early this morning, came as lawmakers struggled to deal with fallout from the pandemic. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Norway-based energy consultant DNV says global oil demand and carbon dioxide emissions probably peaked in 2019, as the pandemic will have a lasting impact on both. DNV says global energy use would be 8% lower in 2050 than previously expected due to the impact of the pandemic. The group cites lasting behavioral changes tied to travel, commuting, and working habits will decrease energy usage and lessen demand for fossil fuels from the transport sector, as well as from iron and steel production. HEB is limiting the purchase of certain items in response to the pandemic. The items include toilet paper, paper towels, hand sanitizer, hand soap, and some medicine. The company said limiting product purchases is a proven way to ensure the best service and product availability for all customers. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $39.96 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I know by the calendar and all accounts, it's officially been summer for a while, but I guess when it starts off at 80 for our low temperature, it's to me, it's now that now it's real summer.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we finished the month of June with 9.70 inches of rain, and that is it's about 3.5 inches above normal, and so quite a, it turns out to be a rather wet month. And for the year, we're now below normal, about more than 3.5 inches below normal for the year. But we're going to start out the new month today with some thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy this morning, and then thunderstorms developing. Going to be a hot day. Looks like about 94 degrees with a heat index possibly as high as 105. Now, tonight, we could see a few thunderstorms around, especially in the evening. Low tonight, mid-70s, 76 degrees. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy again with a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms. That should keep temperatures a little bit lower, about 92 for the high tomorrow afternoon. Now, the rest of the week, we've got plenty of rain in the forecast, especially in the afternoon hours. There is a weak weather front, cold front moving down through Alabama, and it looks like it's going to stall near the coast over the weekend, and that's going to help produce those thunderstorms. As for tomorrow, tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, but then on Friday, a very good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon. High Friday, about 90 degrees, and weekend, well, partly cloudy and a very good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon and in the evening. And the high temperatures over the weekend will be around 90 degrees. So again, although we're going to have quite a few thunderstorms for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's primarily during the afternoon hours, but they will be moving into and continue into the evening hours, up to maybe 8:30 in the evening, and then it should taper off after that.
Okay, so there is a chance, because most shows, most fireworks displays start at 9, and it's a short list and getting shorter by the day out there, places having them, but by 9, we should be okay to watch the fireworks?
Yeah, it looks like most of it should be over, but it could be fairly active even as late as 7 o'clock with the thunderstorm activity. So we're going to get some rain out of it over the next few days to start the new month. But it will drop the temperatures a bit. However, it will not drop the humidity. The humidity will remain very, very high all the way through the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
So far looking good. Quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and also the Caribbean. We do have a large cluster of thunderstorms just east of the Leeward Islands. We don't expect any development there because the winds in the upper atmosphere are a bit too strong. And then as you head out into the tropical Atlantic, most of the thunderstorm activity is down near the equator, and that's an area we don't expect any kind of tropical storm to develop.
All right, and then I guess I got to ask this as well. What about the dust, the Saharan dust? Is that part of our weekend forecast or for the work week?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much of a problem. There's quite a bit of it still over the Atlantic and stretching westward into the Caribbean. And if any of it does venture on up through the Gulf and into our area, I don't expect at this time it's going to be as strong as what we saw several days ago. Yeah, there's still quite a bit of it, certainly across the tropics.
All right. Thanks for the update, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. And probably, I don't know if it's easier. I'm looking at the list here. Do you say where there's not going to be a fireworks show? Or no, I probably should say where there's going to be a fireworks show.
Yeah,
because there's
be
cancellations
easier.
Of plenty. But okay. So if I don't call your name, don't come to the front of the class. Okay. In other words, these are going to be the fireworks shows that are going on. If the place is not named by this list I'm looking at, they're not having their show. I mean, Dolphin Island was the latest to cancel. That was canceled yesterday. Wharf in Orange Beach, they're on for Saturday, so Independence Day, 4th of July. OWA and Foley, they're going to have it on the 3rd and 4th, so Friday night and Saturday night. Although I remember OWA, they're going to be taking temperatures or something coming in and can deny you access if you're running a temperature. That's how they're going to do screening. Bay Minette is on for their fireworks display on Friday night. Daphne with the Freedom Rings. If y'all heard about this, where you and your family stay inside this drawn-out ring. That's your Freedom Ring. You don't get out of it, and it keeps you socially distanced from other people that are locked down in their Freedom Rings. That's Daphne on Saturday night. Jackson, Clark County, July 3rd. So Friday night show in Jackson. Summerdale is going to be on Saturday night at 9 at Pioneer Park. Robertsdale is going to be on Saturday night. They're still on. Alberta's still on for Saturday night. Bala Battery, I'll be watching y'all's fireworks from Dolphin Island. That's on Saturday night as well. So those are the fireworks shows that are happening in our area.
Yeah, still quite a few going on, even though Mobile,
there's a lot
Fairhope,
of canceled ones.
Yeah, Mobile, Fairhope, and Dolphin Island canceled, but still a chance to get out and see some big bangs over the weekend.
Depending on what I can get bought here over the next couple of days, the Sullivan Family Fireworks Extravaganza should be a go on Saturday night.
It could be the start of something special right there.
Yes, it is. I'm getting the playlist queued together on the iPod, getting everything ready. It's going to be fantastic, I think. That's what I tell the kids. All right, 7:40, we'll check traffic coming up. Also, Larry Kirby joins us, and Jeff Poor in the next hour. Lots to talk about with Jeff. We'll talk about mask ordinances, stay safer at home orders from the governor, and also the question about what the president knew. Did President Trump know about this targeting of American troops? What's the timeline? We'll talk all about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
From the Pierce Law Firm Traffic Center, we've had a great start across the Bayway to Causeway. And again, Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange is now open at I-10 and 181 in Malbus off the exit ramp, and it's running smooth so far. The Bayway, the Causeway, no delays from the 1065 split. State troopers have been working some radar, but again, they're clear as well. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throat Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, got you covered for lunch today. Pork chops, roast beef, barbecue ribs, the meatloaf, and all the pass-arounds, including all the Throat Rolls you can catch. In Foley, it's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's me.
Dave, how's everything?
Well, with all this pandemic mess going on and everything closed, I was trying to help out the missus, and she wanted me to make sure the kids all got haircuts before I went out fishing. Well, all the barbershops were closed, and when I was a kid, I remember Mama cutting our hair. I meant, how hard could it be, right?
Goodness, what did you do now? Should I ask?
Yeah, I bought a kit from the store with the scissors and the clippers and the works.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, finally just ended up shaving the kids' heads.
That doesn't sound very safe.
The boys like it, but my daughter won't come out of her room.
Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, glad to have you along. Talking mask again for the city of Mobile, but also, you know, Governor Ivey yesterday basically saying, y'all, I can do this for the state. You know, I can implement a mask ordinance for the state. She's not, but you've got, it's not just Mobile. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had Birmingham and Jefferson County and Montgomery, but yesterday you had Decatur and Tuscaloosa. I know Selma did something on last Friday. There's a bunch of cities that are moving to these mask ordinances.
Yeah, city by city, it seems that that's the way Alabama is heading. And, you know, if Governor Ivey yesterday were to declare that that Alabamians would be forced to wear masks, we wouldn't be the first state to do that. I think 17 states and Washington, D.C. Have made masks and made masks mandatory for when people are out in public. But as of right now, Ivy just extending the safer at home order and not declaring that masks must be worn. But like you said, so many cities have done that, and it looks like Mobile heading that way today.
Yeah, and one of my questions about this though is, okay, you're going to pass an ordinance. I think Mobile's called the an ordinance to require wearing face coverings in the city of Mobile during the COVID-19 public health emergency. I think we heard Dr. Eichold said he wanted it for 30 days, this mask wearing for the city. Enforcing, if you're going to pass a law, enforcing a law is the other part of this, right?
Right.
And how are you going to get this enforced? Because there are so many kind of nuances to it, from private property to what's considered public property, to where you have to wear the mask, where you can choose to not wear the mask. I mean, aren't we tasking law enforcement? If we're going to pass an ordinance, are we going to enforce it, or are we just going to pass it for effect? And then is it going to be MPD's job to, like, go pull somebody, you know, out of a crowd who's not wearing a mask?
And
these are fair questions, because that's what law enforcement has to do, is enforce these laws.
And one argument I saw from some media yesterday around Alabama is that if the state or, you know, these cities pass these mask ordinances, that it would give the restaurants and businesses that are within those city limits, or if the state were to have passed it in the state, give them maybe more backbone for putting their own mask ordinance in place, rather than having a place where there is no mask law in the city. I think they're trying to say that it would be tougher for businesses to enforce their own mask rules if the city and state don't line up behind them and kind of provide that extra backbone. I'm not sure whether that's true or not. As far as I know, if you're a private business and you don't feel comfortable having people coming in without masks on, you can go ahead and make that rule. Doesn't matter if the state or city follow.
And it's become political. The mask thing's become political. I mean, as you mentioned that, you know, whether you mask or not, and, you know, what people think of you and all that. So we'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll check in with Dalton for more sports and WKRG headlines on the way.
Do you need tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor. And now is the time to buy. Both Michelin and Goodrich are offering up to a $150 rebate on a set of tires, which is more than double of any rebate offered before. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days, beginning June 27th and ending on July 6th. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set, and you're all good to go. So call me today at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
746 FM Talk 106.5. I'll say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk inventory. Can we talk some trucks this morning, Larry?
How about, we just got some fresh merchandise in. How about a 2012 Dodge Dually?
Nice.
Diesel, obviously. Hard to come by. It's fully loaded. It's got the Laramie package. Longhorn Laramie, excuse me. And we just got in a 2014 GMC Sierra, the Z71 package is fully loaded crew cab, four-wheel drive, obviously.
That's not going to last long. It's going to be somebody waiting on that thing.
We got some other trucks. We got Dodges in. We got Fords. We got a group of F-150 4x4, some of them with a 3.5 EcoBoost, and some of them with a 5.0. They're all four-wheel drive.
All right. So you've piqued a lot of curiosities out there. Tell folks how to come find you.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com, like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 748 News is next.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
What's the game, Earl? Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubForGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange is opening today in Malbus in Baldwin County. The interchange at Highway 181 and Interstate 10 has been under construction for the past several months. The Alabama Department of Transportation says it's designed to ease the flow of traffic and increase drivers' visibility and make it easier to get on and off the interstate. The Mobile City Council could vote on a mandatory mask ordinance today designed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The ordinance was the topic of debate at yesterday's regular council meeting among members of the public and top health officials. The council delayed voting on the measure after that debate. The pandemic isn't stopping people from heading to Baldwin County beaches for the upcoming 4th of July weekend, but signs of coronavirus have been popping up at Alabama's coastal communities. Since last Friday, a dozen restaurants in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores have temporarily closed after employees tested positive for the virus, including the Original Oyster House, Cobalt, Island Wing Company, and DeSoto's Seafood Kitchen. All of the restaurants have reopened except DeSoto's, which will reopen for lunch tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start in the NBA, where three New Orleans Pelicans players have tested positive for coronavirus after returning to Louisiana to prepare for the 2020 season restart. Across the league, 16 of 302 NBA players have tested positive. Pelicans who did test positive are now in self-isolation. New Orleans Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin spoke about those positive tests yesterday.
They're not in, quote, quarantine. They're in isolation. They're in self-isolation, and they test daily. And when they can have two negative tests, they can return to activity with the team.
Due to HIPAA privacy laws, Griffin declined to identify which players tested positive. On July 30th, the Pelicans will face the Utah Jazz in the first game of the NBA's restart in Orlando. It'll be New Orleans' first game since the season was suspended in mid-March. In an interview with Time Magazine, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said that while the league is still on track for the restart, the remainder of the season could be scrapped if there's a large number of coronavirus cases.
We're testing daily. I mean, we haven't put a precise number on it, but if we were to see a large number of cases and we were to see spread in our community, that would, of course, would be a cause for us to stop as well.
While Florida has experienced a surge in the number of new coronavirus cases in the state, Silver said that the NBA's plan to restart the season is designed to protect teams and players from the outside community. In baseball news, there will be no minor league baseball in 2020. That means no Montgomery Biscuits, no Birmingham Barons, and, yeah, no Rocket City Trash Pandas.
That's
what they get for leaving Mobile. Minor League Baseball officially announced yesterday that the season has been shelved because Major League Baseball has informed it that it will not provide players. National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues president Pat O'Connor said during a news conference that more than half of the 160 minor league teams are in danger of failing without government assistance or private equity injections. O'Connor estimates that 85 to 90% of revenue is related to ticket money, concessions, parking, and ballpark advertising. O'Connor said that many minor league teams have received money through the federal Paycheck Protection Program, and many minor league players will be available to play when their major league teams begin their 60-game regular season later this month. The MLB has already told clubs to retain expanded 60-player pools, of which 30 players can be active during the first 2 weeks of the season, starting in late July. 7:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So the Hank Aaron Stadium, it will be no more empty than it would have been if the team would have stayed.
That's right. There might actually be more people at the Hank than there were last year.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your business has changed, and the way your team works has too. Video calls, virtual conference rooms, and online collaboration. But here's one thing that hasn't changed. CSpire Business. We're here to help make your team even better. We'll set you up with the entire Microsoft 365 package with all of the Office essentials, including Teams, so everyone can chat, meet, call, and work together anywhere, at any time. All on a private, secure cloud network with 24/7 customer support. Try your first month free at cspire.com/business.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, no delays at Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange. It's now open at 181 and I-10, and everything's running smooth so far through there. Accident-free conditions, a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. As you're traveling Halls Mill, Rangeline Road, no wrecks into roadways. The Pierce Law Firm is known for their hassle-free bankruptcy solutions, but their team also can help with criminal and DUI defense. Allison Pierce has over 15 years' experience helping people just like you in Mobile and Baldwin County. See them at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Coming up next hour, Jeff Poore joins us. Lots to talk about with Jeff in local news here with the mask ordinance for Mobile and then other cities in the state. Also, coronavirus numbers, we'll talk about that. And, you know, good to see, I guess something was in the air yesterday. Both Joe Biden and Governor Ivey came out. They had been not seen for a while.
And not related to the dust in the air, right?
Right, but they were both out, and Governor Ivey saying that safer at home amended order running through the end of this month at least. All right, from the text line here, this texter says, I'm confused about Mobile passing an ordinance making masks mandatory. A law has to start as a bill passed by both the House and Senate, signed into law by the governor. At least that's what I learned in civics in high school. Okay, so but this is a city ordinance, a municipal ordinance. So you can do this at a municipal level. They do it all the time for the, you know, for cities. So this is not a state law. Governor said she could do this, but specifically what we're talking about for Mobile is a Mobile ordinance that can be done by the Mobile City Council. Yeah, they're the legislative branch. Brian says, I already wear a mask when my company requires it, and I feel and when I feel I need to, but I'm not going to live in a police state. That's the thing with these ordinances, what they're leading to. Our city and state leaders, our police officials should be very careful what they try to enforce. Well, Brian, here's a problem, though. If you're like me, if you believe that laws should be enforced equally, I mean, if you're going to pass a law, when people get mad at law enforcement, I say, get mad at legislature if you don't like a law. Right. So, but in this case, yeah, it would be incumbent if we're going to pass an ordinance. Are you going to enforce it? I mean, if that's what they want to have done, then the job of enforcing it goes to MPD. We'll read through some of the points of the Mobile mask ordinance, see what you think on here. And then, you know, I mean, you say you're not going to live in a police state, but does that mean you're going to move out of the city of Mobile because of a mask ordinance? See how many people have mask flight from Mobile. All right, news is next. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5, Alabama's first diverging diamond interchange is opening today in Malbus and Baldwin County. The interchange at Highway 181 and Interstate 10 has been under construction for the past several months. The Alabama Department of Transportation says it's designed to ease the flow of traffic and increase drivers' visibility and make it easier to get on and off the interstate. The Mobile City Council could vote on a mandatory mask ordinance today designed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The ordinance was the topic of debate at yesterday's regular council meeting among members of the public and top health officials. The council delayed voting on the measure after that debate. The pandemic isn't stopping people from heading to Baldwin County beaches for the upcoming 4th of July weekend, but signs of coronavirus have been popping up at Alabama's coastal communities. Since last Friday, a dozen restaurants in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores have temporarily closed after employees tested positive for the virus, including the original Oyster House, Cobalt, Island Wing Company, and DeSoto's Seafood Kitchen. All of the restaurants have reopened except DeSoto's, which will reopen for lunch tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.